How are you?
Yes.
Good.
Good morning.
Nice to see you all.
The name of the book I'm going to read is The Night Before Christmas. "'Twas the night before Christmas. Was stirring when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a two dogs and a cat. That's good. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had went out on the lawn. There arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing, and away to the window I flew like a flash, to tore open the shutters and threw up on the breast of the new fallen snow. That's what happens when you're the president. So here he is looking out the window, right? Great big trees with snow all over them. Is it real snow on the trees, do you think?
No.
So up to the housetop, St. Nicholas came with ashes and soot, and St. Nicholas, too. He went up to the top of the roof. A right jolly old elf came with a mouse. That's hard to do, isn't it? That's very good. And Mama in her stockings, a side of his nose, and he whistled and shouted and threw up on Donder and Blitzen. That's good. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. He was chubby and plump, a reindeer. Or mouse. The coursers, they flew, then turned with a jerk, and the beard on his chin went straight to his work. What color was his nose? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be a mouse. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, with a sleigh full of toys, I had nothing to dread. Yes, sir, have you got a question or something you want to say?
Does everybody read at home a little bit every day?
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait to practice reading. Are you ready? Okay. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, happy stockings to all. And to all, ashes and soot. The end. Now,